Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for July 23rd, 2019. It's also Tuesday of VBS week. So July 23rd here, we're looking at the last portion of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 50. Paul writes, "Now I say this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, and what is perishable is not going to inherit what is imperishable. Look, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed, in a moment, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. But once this perishable body has put on imperishability, and this mortal body has put on immortality, then what is written will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the Lord's work, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." This is the word of our God. Paul wraps up this chapter with the implications of the resurrection. First of all, that those who are flesh and blood, those who are with the weakness of the sinful flesh, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And that death is a necessity because that sinful nature has to be put to death. But the resurrection is also guaranteed because Jesus has risen from the dead. And the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead means that you have life forever with God in heaven. That's what he says in verse 54 and following. "But once this perishable body has put on imperishability, and this mortal body has put on immortality, then what is written will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God." The sting of death is sin, because the only reason death threatens, and the only reason death feels bad, I guess, is because we are sinful people, and we recognize that a death means and is the verdict of sinfulness. It means that a person was sinful. Nobody dies if they're not sinful. If somebody dies, that proves they are sinful, plain and simple. And the fact that death is unavoidable, and that we know that each of us will one day die, is proof. Proof that despite our highest ideas of ourselves and our best attempts otherwise, it is proof that we are sinful. But Christ has been raised from the dead. And this resurrection has been given to you through holy baptism. And you will be raised from the dead at the end of time, because Christ now has power over everything, living and dead. And he will raise and finally break the power of death and the hold of death on his people at the end of time. He must reign until everything is under his feet. Look at verse 51. "I tell you a mystery, we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." That last trumpet, when Jesus returns at Judgment Day at the end of time, it's going to be the greatest fireworks display you've ever seen. Graves splitting open, cracking open, and Christians with their glorified bodies being raised to stand before Christ forever. And those of us who are still alive, hopefully it's soon, hopefully we're still alive, we'll lift up our eyes instead of fear and terror at that day, but lift up your eyes with joy, because your redemption is drawing near. All this in mind, thanks be to God, he's given us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God that even though we are people who are subject to death and who have rightly earned death, Jesus has given us the victory because he has washed away our sin. You see, you cannot erase verse 56. You cannot erase verse 56 that people die because of sin. And Jesus has taken away sin, and Jesus lives, and now Jesus distributes life through his church, through his word and sacrament, and life forever at the end of time. So what does this mean? The implications of the resurrection. verse 58. It's like the only final application that Paul makes after 57 verses of describing what is going to happen, of doctrinal content. This is, will happen, and this will happen. He finally gets to verse 58. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the Lord's work. Devote yourselves completely to the work of the Lord. Why? Because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You see, the resurrection means that every effort that we expend here is not lost. It's not some empty hope. It's the sharing of the gospel message, this sharing of the message of life that Jesus will follow through with, that he will change hearts, and that he will raise people at the end of time to stand before him forever. And God grant it that many of the people standing there with us at the end of time will be standing there because we told them about this Jesus who has been raised from the dead. This Jesus who has taken away their sin, who has conquered the power of death, and who has given them the victory of life over sin. When I was back in Fairmont, made good friends. Well, I would say decent professional friends. You probably have a couple of those. Decent professional friends with the local United Methodist pastor. And I attended a funeral over that at that United Methodist church just to, observe. And for most of the funeral sermon, he talked about this man who had died, and think of all the good memories you have, and think of the trains and whatever other hobbies that grandpa did with his grandkids. And then he kind of locked eyes with me. I was sitting, it's a big church, and I was sitting almost in the back row. And then he had a paragraph or so about Jesus right before his conclusion. And on the way out, He read from their hymnal, and the hymnal quoted from these last few verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, but it skipped verse 56. Verse 56, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. Because that particular church body did not want to deal with the biblical concept of sin. And it's right there in their hymnal. And so what do we say? Then what are you doing? If you're not going to deal with the biblical concept of sin, then you surely are pointed in the wrong direction. You're oriented away from the reason for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And whatever structure, organization, church, congregation might be built, whatever organization might be there, whatever worldly success one might have, if you're not talking about sin and grace, death and resurrection, then you're missing the point. And this is exactly what Paul talked about back in, chapter 2 or so, about testing ones, maybe that's in 2 Corinthians, where he talks about building with wood, hay, stones, or precious metal, wood, hay, or straw, whatever it is, where he talks about building with the right materials and sharing the right message of Jesus Christ. And so we look at our own church and our own congregation and our own church body, and what do we see? Do we see people whose lives have been changed by the resurrection? Do we see people who understand verse 58, that our labor in the Lord is not in vain because our Lord has been raised from the dead? God grant that it may be so. God grant that the smiling faces and all the work for our VBS leading up to this week has been done because Jesus has been raised from the dead, and in the hope that we can proclaim that truth and that fact to these families this week. God grant that all of our work and all of our plans for this month and for the years to come may clearly portray Christ as raised from the dead for you and for me. And God grant that even this podcast, 10, 15 minutes of recording every day, can clearly portray the fact that you have been raised with Jesus, and that at the end of time, you will be raised from the dead. And therefore, every bit of pain that you endure, every bit of effort that you expend, every bit of praise that you share is not in vain. It is not lost. it is caught and held by the eternally living, nail-scarred hands of your Savior. And he will do something wonderful with it. You can find us Sunday mornings, Wednesday evenings at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road, Maumee. We do have worship this evening, or this Wednesday evening. That will be tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. And the closing service for VBS is going to be Friday at 6:30. We'll have a closing service and supper and a bounce house. Normally supper, you know, food and bounce houses don't go together very well, but we'll see. Anyway, give us a follow on Facebook, Resurrection Maumee, or at Instagram at Raised with Jesus. God bless your day.